Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cisterno, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here this week on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we are back again live. All three of us back where we normally are here, reunited. Yes. And of course, a man who is Pickleball's top influencer and the man you can find at TysonApostle.com. Here he is, the great Tyson Apostle. Yes.
Whoop, whoop. I'm back. I'm home. And it's good to be home next to my real recording equipment in the guest room that no longer... Moment of silence for the lion picture. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I get emotional when I think about how magnificent it was and how Rachel took that from us, all of us. But other than that, I'm doing... great. And Bergen started school again today in person. We did some remote learning for the last couple weeks, and now she's back at it.
She's back. It must be great. It must be wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It is nice. Nice for her too, I think, to be away from us.
Nice for everybody.
So, yeah. Oh, I forgot to turn my there we go. Oh. I forgot to turn my ring light on. You like that?
Yeah, there you go.
Let me know. Should I do?
I like how ring lights make people's eyes look like they're the eyes of a robot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, because it creates those rings right there.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, are those even humans?
Can you see the ring lights in my eyes? I've
never thought about that before. Yeah.
Well, it's true. It doesn't always happen. Let me look at you, Tyson.
Oh, you're saying that when somebody has a ring light,
you can see the reflection of the ring in their eyes.
Yeah, especially when the background's really dark and they've got it like high contrast going on, and it's like, whoa, are those even people? They could just be AI.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that what you're going for, Tyson?
The AI look?
Yeah.
It's not working because it's got too much natural light going on.
I look gorgeous.
All right. Here's a man who has a sexy voice.
An extra fat voice this morning.
Yeah. Here's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Doing well. Lost my voice. I took a 3-hour test.
I thought you were going to say you went on a 3-hour tour.
No, 3-hour test on Friday. Helicopter test. And so I just talked endlessly. I was already sick.
Oh, it was a verbal test?
Voice. Well, verbal, and then I had to fly. But here's the worst thing about losing your voice. It's so much harder to yell at my kid. I couldn't yell at my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, they probably loved it, but you can't yell upstairs for them to do stuff. You have to walk up there.
Oh, dude.
It was awful. It was a real trial.
I know how you feel about exerting yourself physically.
Yeah,
I know.
Only in front of a camera. If you turned it into an adventure, you'd get up and down those stairs probably 100,000 times.
Like, use ropes and ascenders and like
get somebody to tie yourself to.
Have the kids like fake snow coming down on me.
Yeah,
that actually would be a cool way to go upstairs.
Very cool.
You know what really does a number on my voice is that I have to yell at my kids a lot, but my wife is sleeping, and so I don't want to, like, I want to yell at them, but I don't want to yell at a loud volume. So I have to do a lot of, guys, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop, stop fighting, stop fighting, quiet, mom is sleeping.
It's kind of like you're dealing with the pressure that's equal to like when you let pressure out of a tire.
Yeah.
It's like so tight.
Mm-hmm.
Drink some hot lemon tea or whatever it is you're supposed to do for your voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mom is sleeping. Mom is sleeping. Yeah. It's just really, it's very hard to do. Even that little bit is, it's all weekend.
I bet you can crush walnuts in your throat.
I've never tried it. Hornacek in the chat says I need like that high pitched whistle that his kids can hear, but Nicole can't. Yeah, if I could get like that dog whistle?
For
the kids, where it's like I don't have the hearing that could hear it, but they do, and it would be hurt their eardrums.
Yeah, like those shops in Wales, they were employing those to keep the teenagers away. Mm-hmm. You could just strategically place those in the house to kind of like herd the children around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you could just be like, drive them to the kitchen, and then all the automatic whistles in other parts of the house would like time like push from the furthest away from the kitchen into the kitchen, and then all the kids would just show up. That'd be awesome.
Then I try to make them feel bad. I said, Dad has to podcast all day now, and I have a sore throat.
Yeah. Susan says to gargle hot water and salt, Danny. So I know you've been gargling, but I don't think it's been hot water and salt. So
that is some good advice. Yeah, I will do that.
It does feel good to get that warm or hot salt water there.
But it's not so great when I take in a whole mouthful of ocean water. That's never refreshing.
Still, though.
It's not hot. Yeah.
So just heat it up. Well, when you go to like the Costa Rica water, so warm. Like it's basically water. Like I'm gurgling that every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe a trip to Costa Rica is just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah. If I talk to doctors, then they would tell me to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy that you don't believe in doctors. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. I do believe in doctors. Why wouldn't I believe in doctors?
Let's talk about our top story at this hour. This was our most requested news stories of the week. When this news broke yesterday, we were getting messages up the yin yang. Tag left, right. Danny, Rob, Tyson, do you know about this? Are you paying attention? Yes. Yes, we are. Gwyneth Paltrow's scented candle has exploded. This story out of the UK, where a woman ordered a candle off of goop.com, a scented candle, the quote unquote, this smells like my vagina candle, has exploded in a woman's house.
First question, how does she get a hold of one of these? Because they sold out so fast.
Yeah. And secondly, how is she going to explain that smell to her mom, her parents, when they come into the house and they're like, it smells like you have been up to something in here.
Dude, I had 5 or 6 people on the computer the minute the candle was released, hitting refresh, refresh, refresh. No chance. They were all gone. And now I'm kind of glad. It seems like I was saved from a disaster.
Do you think Caligula could just claim next time that they've just been burning a vagina scented candle?
Did they bulk purchase all of Gwyneth Paltrow's
candles? So when the police kick in the door and they're like, no, we're not doing a nude buffet or anything. We've got just all these candles, goop candles. And they're like, oh, carry on, good people, and then gone.
Yeah, I had a candle explode once. I don't think this is an unusual occurrence.
Yeah, okay, what was your candle explosion?
I had a pine scented candle explode.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager.
I bet you did something to it.
Well, I'm sure I was like always doing something to it, like extra fire included.
Yes.
But it did like the, it just cracked, exploded, leaked. I think exploding candles is more common, and that it has more to do with just candles than her.
When you said that, I also had a candle explode on me.
Oh, yeah. I triggered a memory.
Yeah. So it was in a big like glass mason jar-y type thing. And to make it really cool, because the wax is actually the part that burns. It's the wick is just like a medium for the wax to crawl up and burn. And the wax is actually the fuel. And so I was adding discarded matches to it and little bits of paper and stuff and get it going. And I got it so hot, the entire mason jar of wax was bubbling a little bit and the entire surface of the top was on fire. So the whole wax was on fire. Then the mason jar exploded, shooting flaming wax over my desk. And then I blew it all out and let it dry. And it just was like coated in wax everywhere. But it was awesome, dude.
My carpet was never the same.
It was awesome.
My mom never asked any questions. Carpet was ruined.
No, if you have hot wax dumped all over your carpet and you're a teenage boy and your mom comes in there, she does not want to have that conversation with you. Like, what is this gallon of waxy substance all over? And you're like, I don't know, mom. And she's like, and how come I can't find matches to any of your socks, Danny? Mm-hmm.
My mom had 10 other kids. She just didn't have the time to address every emergency.
Okay, fine.
Let's never talk about this again.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
So the this smells like my vagina candle is a brand new offering, or actually January 2020 is when it first launched on Goop. Do you know how much it costs for the goop.com? This smells like my vagina candle.
$45. $60.
You're both too low. $75 for Gwyneth's vagina candle.
Take what a normal candle costs and multiply. Like, we could probably come up with some mathematical formula.
I took, well, what I did was I took a Pottery Barn candle, which is like $35.
Doubled
and,
it.
And almost doubled it. But if I would have effectively doubled it, well, I would have been right on.
Yeah. You had the formula.
I did have the formula. I just had not, didn't have eyeballs on it. So I didn't know the variables, et cetera. So now we know.
Yeah. Created a fire. And this was in the home of a woman who lived in London. She said, I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, too hot to touch. There was an inferno in the room.
Dude, that's exactly my experience.
Yeah, lots of 13-year-old boys have seen this phenomenon happen.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just talking to the wrong people.
Yeah, for no NBD for me over here. It's like you got to blow out that candle before you let it burn for 15 hours straight or this.
Several discarded matchsticks.
With several different makeshift wicks that you've jammed into the wax yourself. Yeah.
So what they did was they threw the flaming candle out the front door. The woman's partner who lives with her said it could have burned the place down. It was scary at the time, but funny looking back that Gwyneth's vagina candle exploded in my living room.
We'll see these turn up in, like, you know, violent encounters in third world countries. Like, people are using them as Molotov cocktails. Like, her vagina's candles.
Yeah. Wow, that would be wild if these really, like, hit the black market.
Yeah.
If people are buying them in shops in, like, Yemen and, like, the black market.
All governments are doing these underhanded backwoods deals, trading firearms for
Gwyneth Paltrow candles.
Have you ever seen the movie with Nicolas Cage?
Gods
of War? Or
yes, that's he'll redo it, but this time we'll put in the vagina candle.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, does it come from Gwyneth? This smells like my vagina. Like, this is like Gwyneth Paltrow's unique scent that this is based off of.
Yeah, they probably spent millions to perfect the scent.
Imported a bunch of perfume experts from Paris to sniff her out before matching the scents perfectly.
Like a bloodhound. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to need a little bit more snail glop, and then
some of that. You're gonna need some of that well spit up stuff that they find on beaches. You know what I'm talking about?
No. They perfume out of?
That stuff that they don't know what it is. It looks like a big furry animal.
No, they find it washed up on beaches. There was just a story yesterday about some people that found it. It's like $300,000 for like a chunk this big. I know someone in the chat room is going to know the name of it. It was in an episode of Bob's Burgers. But whales puke up this stuff that is very valuable, and they put it in perfumes.
Wow.
And now, I mean, if it's in the candles, obviously also explodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I mean, do you think that this is going to make these candles a, I'm trying not to do a pun, but a hot commodity? Is this increase the value or decrease the value of these candles?
Decrease, because no one wants their house to burn
down. The risk, but little do they know that all candles run the risk of exploding unless they're in metal, not glass.
I mean, it didn't stop hoverboard sales. They were still went through the roof, even though
Samsung's still a business, even though they designed a phone to explode in your pocket and start fire. I
mean, is there anything that potentially, like, is Gwyneth's scent just too potent?
And that's what caused the explosion.
This wasn't like a pumpkin spice candle that went up.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Is Gwyneth too powerful?
She does have a lot of power. She might be too powerful. Not even talking about the candle.
The world couldn't handle Gwyneth Paltrow's scented candle.
I think you just got to put it in like a titanium can rather than
superpower
rather than glass.
We were not ready yet to harness the power of Gwyneth's scented vagina candle.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
The world just wasn't ready for it. Yes. Glass hasn't become strong enough.
Technology is not ready to handle it. So maybe at some point, maybe they could get it like down to like an atomizer or something else. We can't channel this power.
What about tempered glass? I bet they didn't use tempered glass.
Hmm.
If you still want to burn your candle, if you still have one, lucky you, first of all. But I would suggest an open space, you know, like a large open space.
Yeah.
No flammable materials nearby.
Maybe just, for outdoor use only.
Well, I think maybe just light it and enjoy the scent of it for like a minute or two and then turn it off.
In small doses.
Light it. Take a bunch of, you know, a bunch of quick breaths of it.
What if you took it outside and you lit it and it was just killing everything in the air, like mosquitoes falling out of the sky.
Oh, put it under a murder hornet nest.
Birds, murder hornets. Nothing could survive the smell.
So you think that if we lit all the vagina candles in the world at the same time, the murder hornets would become extinct?
Only if we lit them all in that Oregon forest.
So it's like citronella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it has multi-use. Now I know why it costs $75.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it killed like outside nuisances, it would be worth $75.
Yeah. Okay. Tyson, Jessica in the chat is saying, did you test this candle?
No, I tested the kitten perfume. Remember the kitten perfume that we got? And the company sent me a free bottle of it. And it didn't smell like any cat I've ever smelled. It smelled more like perfume.
Okay. All right. You want to talk about another cat story?
Of course.
Okay. I'm marinating in cat perfume right now.
Yes.
Yeah. And just because Danny said that, my eyes are starting to swell up.
Okay. Yeah, I can.
Are you familiar with the saga of Jamie Lynn Spears and her tragic story about her cats that keep getting run over by her Tesla?
Is Jamie Lynn Spears Britney's little sister?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
She is claiming that she has had multiple cats run over by a Tesla that they didn't hear coming because the Tesla is too quiet.
Yeah.
She said, Elon Musk, let's figure this out. You owe me a couple of cats. You made a car that's too quiet.
But doesn't the Tesla have a safety built-in feature that probably jams on the brakes or shoots a burst of air to have you jump the cat?
Apparently not.
You know what? I think cats are, I mean, they're the descendants of stealthy predators. Mm-hmm. They've got heightened senses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really don't think that that's a problem.
In silence.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe what Jamie Lynn needs to do is take care of her cats instead of assuming that everybody out in the open is going to take care of her cats for her.
Yeah. By the way, you're letting your cats outside kill all the birds in the area. But it's like, really, the Tesla runs over your cat. What was your cat doing outside?
In the street by itself without you there.
In the street, playing in the dark, probably.
Again, probably. I just want to reiterate, this is not cat singular. Jamie Lynn Spears says, we have now lost, I don't want to tell you how many cats, because they don't hear the Tesla crank, and unfortunate things happen, and it's really devastating and tragic for everyone involved.
I did not know she was a cat lady.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds to me like,
I mean, you could have guessed that.
10 to 15 cats.
Yeah, you could have guessed, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I had an experience with a cat once.
Yeah.
It was deceased. I found it on my driveway. Then I thought I knew
do
who
cats
it was.
Love driveways?
Yeah. I mean, and it wasn't a Tesla that ran it over. It was probably a Suburban.
Yeah.
And so I found it on my driveway. So I went to the neighbor's house who I thought it belonged to, holding it. And I knocked on the door and they opened and I said, is this yours? And they all started screaming. And then I put the cat down and walked away.
Was it theirs?
I don't know. Well, I think I have been told, I think it was their cat.
How old were you when you did this?
I was in high school.
And did you pick the cat up with bare hands?
Yeah, but you better believe I 3, 4, 5 times washed those hands.
Uh-huh.
That is weird that I picked it up with my bare hands. I thought I was doing something good. I did something good, but in a bad way. Like, I had zero emotion, and I just said, is this yours?
Yeah.
Like, it was a lost glove.
You were holding it by the tail.
Yeah, probably was, actually. It was really not
great. What you should have done is gone over to them. Was the cat was dead?
Oh, yes.
So what you should have done is gone to the house, said, are you missing
the
cat?
Yes, that would have been the better way to do
it. It is dead. It has passed on. You might want to come idea.
But going back to this story is that cats have been getting hit by cars long before Tesla cars existed.
They used to say cats had 9 lives. Apparently not.
No, that's an old wives'
tale. You don't know that. Mm-hmm. That could have been their ninth life. You don't know what they do when they're out there doing
them over night. Nine times.
Yeah, while we're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
true. By the way, why does she have better situational awareness? Like, there's all these cameras. You know, she should be looking out. She's probably texting because she's like, oh, my Tesla will do it all. And then, boom, she runs over a herd of cats.
Man.
All hers.
Yeah. And then she's like, I'm going to get so much money from complaining about Tesla for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no, she's going to drive down the stock and then buy it because it's way overpriced.
Oh, she's not capable of that caper, Danny.
She doesn't have a big enough following either to do that.
She's trying to get free cats out of this deal.
Yeah, she wants some more cats. So she has 15 cats in her studio apartment right now, and she wants to get up to 25. So what she's doing... This is her. Yeah. So if I were Elon, I would send her 100 cats.
Yeah. All right. So here's her workaround here. She says that she recommends that Teslas emit a noise that bothers animals so they move out of the way. She says that this update would ensure that animals don't get caught off guard and things won't end in a tragic way.
Kind of like the dog whistle, like we were talking about.
Or the deer whistles. Mm-hmm. You can add those deer whistle things to the front of your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't really work.
So I think this is interesting, though, with Jamie Lynn Spears. She wants the car doesn't make noise. She wants the car to, you know, be like simulating a noise. So it's almost like the car is making a pretend noise, which, Danny, is not dissimilar to her well-known scandal of appearing on Saturday Night Live when she was not actually making noise and just moving her mouth to a lip sync track. She's looking, she wants the cars to lip sync.
This is her whole world. Mm-hmm. Fake noises. Fake so she's noise. Of course that's where she would go.
Yes, you know,
with her solution.
That's what she's all about. Lip syncing cars that won't.
She probably
cats.
Even has one or two producers in mind that could put together the noise and the way that it's emitted.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I mean, so that's Ashley Simpson. Okay. All right. Same difference. It's the same difference. You know, what do you want from me? That I'm supposed to know the difference between Jessica Simpson's sister and Britney Spears' sister. You got the joke.
My Tesla's too quiet.
Yeah.
My $90,000 to $120,000 car is too quiet. Killing all my cats.
Yeah.
When you ride in a Tesla, they're not that quiet because the wind, but all you hear is the wind. Mm-hmm. But outside of a Tesla, they're pretty quiet-ish.
Right. And I also hear the beating of my heart in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just from your
fear,
your everlasting rage, and also probably your high blood pressure from all the soda you ingest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
Then after this became a big story, so Jamie Lynn Spears walked back her initial post in another Instagram post, which then she deleted both of these. She then said I didn't run over any cats and Tesla is not to be blamed. The actress also made it clear, user error is admittedly involved. So
that's what we just said.
Yeah.
And by the way, did, Elon send over some strong guys?
Yeah. A lawyer.
Change that.
And so she's deleted. Never mind everybody about this. I didn't kill any cats and it wasn't a Tesla.
Wow. I mean, how do you do that? How do you straight face 180 it? Like, what?
It's crazy.
What happened?
Hey, guys, I'm a huge liar.
She deleted everything.
That is wild.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine living in a world where I'd have to do that.
Really? Because this is the world.
Well, I mean, like living in her world where you would make a claim like that. Uh-oh. And then a short time later, say it was like taking it all back.
All fabricated.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes you wonder if she was also replaced by a new Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yes, or if Britney Spears' dad has control of her, too.
At least her Instagram account now.
Free Jamie Lynn Spears.
Let's see if she wears a yellow shirt tomorrow.
Jamie Lynn, put on a yellow shirt.
Yeah, if you're in distress, take a picture tomorrow with two or three cats in your arms.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually very worried about Brittany, that I don't know if she is necessarily has all her facilities. And then I'm worried about like Jamie Lynn's just, you know, pulling out of the driveway, not looking, and worried Brittany's not going to hear this Tesla.
Man.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You think they live together, Jamie Lynn and Brittany?
I don't know.
I bet
sheltering
they don't.
In place, Tyson? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either.
I've seen lots of pictures of Britney Spears for some reason. She's always with her boyfriend, but never with her sister.
Okay,
so
good. Well, that's for the best.
It is. Stay away from Jamie Lynn driving her Teslas.
Tyson, do you know anything about cocaine hippos?
I think Tyson wrote a research paper on cocaine hippos.
I did actually. Yeah. For college. That was my thesis.
And, thesis.
It was just like how to just to see how hippos with cocaine did
the cocaine. No, I don't think the hippos do the cocaine.
They guard the cocaine.
No, they're out of control. They got brought to Colombia as part of Pablo Escobar's private zoo. But
the hippos did.
Yes. But much like we've talked about many different indigenous species that get brought to Florida, for instance. Now, there's some place they're not supposed to be and are creating a big problem. Cocaine hippos have bred and have become a major hazard.
So I had this discussion recently with my kids, not related to this story. Mm-hmm. I asked them, I said, what do you think kills more people a year? Hippos or sharks?
Or Teslas.
Hippos.
Or Teslas. Well, yeah, but I was just asking my kids. My kids said hippos, correct? So we then asked Google how many people died. And just in Africa, it was like 500 people die from hippos just in Africa. Now, I didn't even include the Colombia numbers.
500 people a year?
A year, if I heard that correctly. If that number is correct, which I didn't check up on it. We were all blown away. That is
astronomical.
Wild. That seems so high.
We should be shutting down
any hippos.
Until we can figure out how to control the hippos.
Why did Pablo Escobar want so many hippos?
Maybe he thought, like, you know how people, when they try to compare themselves to a cool animal, they're like, I'm a lion, I'm an eagle. And maybe he's like, I'm a hippo, because he really understood their destructive force.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also, I think when you are Pablo Escobar, you're just like, what don't I have yet?
Yeah.
Oh, what can I spend money on? I got to buy stuff.
Let me make up a real life game of hungry, hungry hippos.
Listen, anytime there's a hippo at a zoo, I'm visiting that exhibit.
Oh, you like the hippos?
I like to see the hippos. They're gigantic. They're crazy.
Watermelons.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
I saw a video recently too, probably the last couple of days, of a hippo swimming. They can swim insanely fast. And when it breached the water next to the boat, it looked terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Hippos can swim fast.
Oh yeah.
And then they can swim faster than me.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see that. I think we saw someone race a shark, right? Wasn't there?
Yeah, that was Michael Phelps.
So I would like to see Tyson race a hippo. Get that on Quibi.
Tyson versus a hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. I'll see what's faster. I'm going to Google if Michael Phelps.
Yeah, please do. Because all I saw was a video. Those aren't facts. That's just, a video. Could have been fake. Could have been CGI.
Yeah. The hippos are creating a lot of different problems. They create a lot of waste. They're changing up the whole ecosystem. There's efforts to sterilize the hippos, which does not sound like a fun job, Danny.
Yeah, also, who knows? Maybe they'll become... We saw what happened on Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe they'll breed into some kind of asexual super hippo where all of them are squeezing out babies now. It's just like every time this is my philosophy, and you've heard it in the past. Every time we mess with nature, we only make things worse.
Yeah. They're working on doing some hippo castration, which I cannot imagine is an easy task.
Oh, that'd be so scary.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. I got it. Here's how we fix this whole problem. Okay. We get Jamie Lynn Spears in a Tesla. Just drive around. Can Tesla make a boat?
Jamie, it should. I like this, though. Keep going.
Yeah. Jamie Lynn Spears just, cruising around Colombia, takes out a couple of hippos along the way.
But also is like poking them with needles to put them to sleep, right?
No, I think that this is more of a long-term solution, Danny.
Tesla doesn't make an armored vehicle. Well, I mean, our truck seems kind of armored, but
yeah. What about that? Remember they came out with that big ugly thing that everybody made fun of?
Yeah, it had some armor on it. So but I don't know if it had hippo armor. I mean, hippo armor, you got to have a strong, high clearance vehicle. I bet you couldn't even kill a hippo if you hit it with a car. You would die first.
Yeah. They're very concerned that this started out as four hippos, but we could get up to 400 or 500 hippos there in Colombia.
And what are they doing that's causing destruction there? Just
upsetting the whole ecosystem, Tyson.
But how so, do we know? Or
well, it's sure poop. Yeah, their waste and then like what they eat, they're taking out things that are supposed to be there.
So what are they going to do with 400 hippos? That seems like an astronomical number now.
We're up to 80 right now.
Oh, do it now. Whatever you're going to do.
And are they all over the river systems or are they concentrated?
Hard to say right now, but it's a issue for the people around there. They're also eating and damaging crops. You know, they're in the water and on the land.
Dude, how crazy would that be? To just be like, I'm in Colombia. The most dangerous thing is a cobra snake. And then you get in there. I don't even know if cobras are in South America. They're probably not. But there's probably lots of poisonous snakes in Colombia. And now all of a sudden you got to deal with hippos.
Yeah.
What do we do? Push in a bunch of jaguars? Is that going to help?
That's probably what they will do. They're like, what could kill a hippo? And they're like, let's do a mix between an elephant and a jaguar and send those out to kill the hippos.
What's
the natural enemy of the hippo?
I don't know if they have any.
Alligators probably don't
even mess with them. They're probably killing alligators all the time just for fun.
Yeah,
who knew they were so bloodthirsty? Yeah. When I played that game as a child.
Big cats and other animals like lions and hyenas are the most common predators of the hippo. So, all right. Bring in the lions.
But a big hippo probably does not have any predators, really.
I'm surprised Escobar doesn't have lions also. That seems
like does, but they probably didn't thrive.
Get some of Mike Tyson's white Bengal tigers.
Yeah. So some of these predators, like crocodiles and lions, they prey on young hippos.
Yeah, exactly. So you could maybe squash out.
Yeah.
But
5 or 6 hippos. Sure.
This sounds like it's quite the process, and why don't we just move all the hippos to Florida? They already have enough invasive species.
Oh my god, that's all they need.
Bring them in.
Who would win between an elephant and a hippo, Tyson?
An elephant.
Yeah, they say, according to Google, you might be surprised, an elephant is likely to win. They're much larger than a hippo, could knock the hippo down and stomp on it.
Dude, the animal world's brutal. That's why Tyson's suggestion of a jaguar elephant mixed breed would be so effective.
Was that my idea? That was your idea.
I'm going to give it to you.
I don't want it. Jaguar. No, I don't want to be Dr. Moreau or whatever breeding elephants.
By the way, elephants kill a lot of people too. So you bring those in, they get rid of the hippos, then they start going through town. Smashing things, trampling.
Well, elephants aren't on the hunt for hippos. I bet you could bring in 500 elephants to Colombia and not one of them killing a hippo.
Are pretty smart. They can paint, and if they can paint, then they can pursue hippos. They can be trained to pursue hippos.
Yes. Can a hippo paint?
No. According to what I've learned, is all they can do is kill.
They're just killing machines.
They're like, they're basically nature's murderers.
I think they're quite a bit faster in the water than a human is, too, is from what I'm seeing.
Did you look that up?
I couldn't. It said they could swim at like 7 miles an hour.
That fast.
I think the best humans can probably only swim in a long distance. Well, it depends. Long distance and short distance is different. I bet short distance sprint swimmers can get up to that or faster, maybe.
It says here they can run at
30 miles an hour.
Yeah, up to spurts. I mean, dude, they are the ultimate predator.
Yeah, they are. So a distance swimmer could probably swim over 4 miles an hour, but that's like swimming 1 mile. Mm-hmm. And so a sprinter is probably not maybe swimming about that. Yeah. I bet a sprinter like Michael Phelps probably swims at about that clip.
That'd be the scariest race of his life.
You think we got to get it organized?
Did Chad Johnson race a zebra?
Somebody raced a cheetah.
A cheetah?
Yeah, they had a cheetah, like, but they had it fenced off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they did a CGI of Phelps racing the shark. That wasn't a contest.
Ocho Cinco versus a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody did race a cheetah, though, as well, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah. We haven't had the hippo versus Michael Phelps swim off.
Swim off. Yeah, it would be hard to sort of keep the hippo in its lane.
Dude, I've been looking at hippo facts now for the last 5 minutes.
You don't need a hippo to stay in its lane.
Little beady eyes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tiny, like, disproportionate ears.
Yeah.
I think I have my new least favorite animal.
Gigantic mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Sharp teeth. They just don't care.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a woman who is a woman in France, and she has a very interesting problem. She is officially dead. That is at least in terms of what the government is saying. She's been trying to fight for the last 3 years to prove that she is alive. She is 58 years old. And she is really afraid to leave her house that you would think that this was really from an issue with, like, oh, she went to the hospital and got declared dead. But it seems like that this was just like a clerical mistake that was made at some point. And she can't prove that she's not dead.
Yeah, well, she's almost 60, so she's going to pick up that pension. So it's important right now that other than that, there'd be no reason to want to be declared alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you probably don't have to pay taxes when you're dead, but also somebody, if her house, if they think it's just sitting there vacant, they're going to do something with it unless the mortgages are coming through.
No, if you're dead, do you own anything? Like, you, like you just said about the house and the car, all of that.
I think that there's some sort of a pension that she's trying to get, but she can't get it because even though she is the legal beneficiary, that she is declared dead.
Yeah.
Which is not helping her case. Now, you would think that you would have a very strong argument when the government is telling you, no, sorry, ma'am, it says here that you're dead. And she could respond and say, but I am not dead.
Yeah. And then they'd be like, you are, it says here you are.
I feel like that should hold up in court, Danny. If you can say I'm not dead, I feel like that should overrule any sort of record to say you are dead.
Well, here's the way to get the attention of the locals. Commit a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, okay, is the state going to recognize me as being alive and who mm-hmm. I am? Or am I going to get away with this? Or am I a ghost currently living in the world of the living? No one, can anyone see me? Like, it could be disconcerting.
Yeah.
Not to be recognized.
Yeah. So this all came out of a court suit where she was saying that she got fired wrongfully from a job and was seeking compensation for losing her job from 20 years ago. But the court worker misfiled the case and ended up filing that she was dead, even though there's no death certificate. And now she is in limbo.
People rarely think they got fired rightly.
Mm-hmm.
When they get fired, it's always like, it wasn't right. But that is just, go commit a crime. Go, nothing that'll put you in jail for a long time, but something that'll at least get you fingerprinted, that get that picture taken, and then they have to give you a name.
Yeah. Tyson, any interest in being, like, declared dead, but not being dead?
I don't think so. I think it gets real tricky. But what I will do for those who are declared dead but are not dead is I will be your sole beneficiary and mm-hmm. give and take 100%, just 20%. Oh, 20%. Yeah, wow. And then give the rest to you.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a living representative for the misdeclared.
For the fake dead, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a great service.
For those who no longer have a voice
yeah.
because they are presumed dead.
like Tyson, wouldn't it be like a power move? Like though, if like you were like the person that like there was like a hoax or something that somebody was like, oh, like this person, Tyson's dead, and everybody mm-hmm. like, no, and then you could like see it.
Yeah, then you could see like he'd have to do a whole funeral service and yes. stuff, and be like, "Danny, can you speak at my funeral? It's a closed casket, and I'm dead." Mm-hmm. And then he shows up, and he's like, "I never told anybody this, but I love Tyson. I love him."
And then you were.
And then I'd wake up and be like, "Danny, I knew it.
Yeah,
we're best friends still." And he's like, "I didn't say love. I said dove.
I'm pretty sure my speech would be more entertaining than that." Mm-hmm.
But you would say to declare your love at some point. Yeah.
Think about how great it's going to be when Tupac comes back.
Think he will. Think he's been hiding. I mean, without the examiner to keep tabs on people like that.
Yeah.
It's hard to know where they are right now.
I think that too much crazy stuff has happened that if like Tupac came back, it would be like, a blip on the radar for 6 hours, where if he came back in like 2009, like it would have been all people talked about for like four months.
Ticker tape parade.
Yeah.
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 Missed the window. So
and now he knows that too, by the way. So he knows that. So he's like, whatever, dude. I'm just going to still live it down here.
Just keep whatever you're doing, just keep doing it, Pac.
Yeah. There's no way now that coming back is going to be big news.
Yeah. We sort of missed the window for big news on that, in the celebrity world.
Yeah, well, that's a bummer for him. His plans didn't ever come to full fruition, and now he's dead to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably be famous enough still to get on like
TMZ.
No, some reality show would pick him up for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't think they'd use the real world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, he'd get on like Big Brother. Maybe? Too old?
Not celebrity Big Brother, just regular Big Brother.
I think they would have Tupac on a regular season of Big Brother, but I think that he could definitely have like some show on like one of these like cable networks.
VH1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tupac second act or something like that.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I'm sure we can come up with a better name for that. Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm excited to watch that.
Now, if it was on Netflix, this series, the documentary series about the return of Tupac, you could be a person who gets paid $500 watch it and eat pizza all day. That's part of a new thing that is being launched by a company that's looking for a professional binge watcher.
Uh-huh. There's so many qualified people for that position.
$500 a day?
Yes. Okay. Tell me, is this a scam? This is allegedly part of something that is being put out by a casino company called Bonus Finder. They're looking for a binge watcher.
Pretty sure you're going to wake up and your organs will have been harvested.
All of your organs, yeah.
This is a trap.
It feels like a trap, but it's so widespread now because I saw this article before it was on here. I think that if it is a trap, it's not a very well laid one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leaving a big paper trail.
This is a cool job for a lot of people, though, because it's like, what experience do you have in watching Netflix? And they're like, oh, don't get me started. And they're like, what about experiences eating pizza? Oh, my God, dude, I'm like top 10 human at both of these things.
Before we start the Netflix and mm-hmm. bring in this hot, warm pizza, we'd like to talk to you about an opportunity.
Yeah.
Timeshare. Yeah.
No.
And you do get $500, but it's in resort credit. And it has to be timeshare credit. And it can only be spent at the restaurant.
After spending $1,500, it activates your $500 credit.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to plug in your name, email, and your state. It feels like that you're getting on a mailing list.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think you keep your organs, but I think you're definitely getting spam up the yin yang for the rest of your days.
How many days will they hire you? Like, can I get paid $500?
No one's getting hired. This is going to be like one of those competitions where you want, after a while, to see the people who won. Like, you need proof of winner.
And they don't have it. What pizza also are they delivering to you? Or is that like not part of the job, really, the pizza
so
part?
So you'd be celebrating National Pizza Day on February the 9th. And then You'll be eating takeout pizza. It doesn't say which one, but probably something cheap like Little Caesars.
Okay.
Whatever's the cheapest one.
Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you can stomach after the anesthesia wears off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just, as they have all of your organs open, they put a slice of pizza inside your stomach surgically.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like Minority Report, where he gets the new eyes, he's got that sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that, but I guess I will.
Yeah, it's a really gross.
Is that
part,
one of your favorite movies, Danny? Is it up there?
We need to watch that.
It's okay. Yeah. It's not up there.
Mm-hmm. It's not Kroll level.
No, it's not Kroll. It's not Willow. It's not Labyrinth.
It's not any Masters of the Universe.
No.
It's not Neverending Story.
No. Falcor.
It's not.
Yeah. What do you think about the Tupac series? It's called All Eyes on Me.
Is that a real one?
Yeah, that's the name of a song. It's an album. It's
I like that. That's a good one.
Like a,
are we still brainstorming a show for Tupac?
Well, like if we get the right concept, maybe he'll come back.
We're headed back to Tupac.
I think he's been filming everything he's been doing. And that's he's just going to sell the footage. So he won't have to actually do anything. He's like, here's how I did it. And here's what I was doing. And it's like, you were in the tunnels under Elon Musk's house this entire time.
It'll blow David Blaine's mind. Yeah. He'll be like, dude, this guy topped me.
It could be a podcast too. Yeah.
Podcast. Mm-hmm. And then
you think Serial is doing a podcast?
Yeah. Not anymore.
They're not going to do a Tupac podcast.
I mean, Serial was such a, like, nobody has squandered like a hit like they have.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Not since like, The Matrix has somebody taken something that was such a hit and then just blown it with the sequels.
Yeah, that was crazy. Those two sequels. I didn't get through either season two or season three.
No. It's terrible. I think they're making another one too.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah. You know, last week I felt like that this was just happening when we did the show last week about the guy who lost his password for his Bitcoin account.
Yep.
Did either of you have any thoughts on this guy?
So I read another story talking about the Irishman that was still looking for his hard drive.
Mm-hmm. In
now,
the garbage.
His hard drive now contains $240 million because it contains his Bitcoin, and used to mine them. And I think I saw the total number of unclaimed Bitcoin was in the billions.
Yeah.
People losing passwords, people losing hard drives. So,
wow,
man, a lot of people out there feeling the pain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure are.
That's why passwords should be nice and easy.
Like password.
Mm-hmm. That's right. People complain, but then you don't forget it.
Yeah. Also, let me point something out that's bothered me about password. I'm asked to come up with this super secure password, and then which I will immediately forget. And then the company that requires a password just gets hacked and all my information gets leaked anyways.
Right.
It's incredibly frustrating to have to go through that when their password at the headquarters of the company asking for my password is probably password 123 to get to all their servers. I hate passwords. I'd like when my kids ask for passwords, anytime the word password is mentioned, my blood pressure, which is supposedly already high, just shoots through the roof.
Yeah.
I begin sweating. I cursing under my breath already. I hate passwords.
Well, I didn't think we were getting a password rant from Danny.
Dude, don't. Everybody's got a password rant. It's so stupid. Hey, here, let me. You have to do this. They have to have capitalization, this many letters, this many symbols. Can't have symbols. And then finally, you figure out a password. You try to save it somewhere. Then when you go to get it, it's the wrong username, wrong password. And then it doesn't matter because that company got hacked and all your information was stolen and is being sold on the dark web. And it's like, you're such a dick company making me jump through all these hoops when you're not even protecting it on your end. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hate it when like something that is like the dumbest service that I wouldn't even care if my account got hacked makes me have like the most complicated password. Like there's like a ton of things that you use and it's like, all right, here's just like my garbage password. Like anybody could probably guess it if they tried. And it's like, no. You need capitals. You need, and it's like, you know what? I'm you're going to make it be something I'm not even going to remember. And I don't even want to get in here that bad.
Exactly. I've never understood it. I guess quantum computing, don't really know what it is, yeah. But it sounds like passwords will be a thing of the past when we get that. So let's just focus on that.
How will that work, Danny?
There's no way to intercept between the user and the end user or the server. There's no way to intercept it or know what the signal will be once it gets to the other side, as far as I understand. Mm-hmm. So it's like, unless you have... Okay, I told you I didn't really understand it. I've just been told like a million times that it's super, super secure, like mm-hmm. uncrackable. So yeah. I'm putting all my money into quantum computing, the money I don't have, and I'm betting on that to get rid of passwords. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep playing the password game and just have my information stolen anyways from mm-hmm. the people requiring me to come up with stupid passwords.
Mm-hmm. All
right. My Google phone recommends passwords when I open new accounts now that it then saves for me. So Google, if you have my Google password, you have all of my passwords.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. And I started doing that too because I'm so flummoxed with the password world. And yes. So I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Go, you know, you hack into Google, you hack into Apple, you've got everything. You declare me dead. I'm done. I've got nothing.
All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
I felt like I just gave you a preview.
What is the password to the bolt hole, Danny?
Password is thank you and please.
Is that a safe word or password?
It plays both parts.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel... You belong.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about some technology that would help us on the podcast. No, but again, big fan. Not sure exactly what quantum computing involves, but big fan. No, it's much, much simpler. And Rob, you could consider getting this for us if it really tickles your fancy. But they're wristbands that are called, what are they called? Mood Beam.
Mood beam
wristband. And what they allow me and Tyson to do is during the podcast, we have two buttons on our moon beam and one is yellow, one is blue. And if we're happy, if we're feeling good about the way things are going, we can press the yellow and then you can analyze that, or we can press the blue. And this has been created to help boost employee morale. You put this on your employees. They're working remotely. You don't really know throughout the day. They can push the button depending on how they feel, and you can kind of monitor their workplace happiness. I just think this is going to be less helpful. It's like one of those dumb surveys. Like 9 out of 10 people think that having their house on fire is a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like a no brainer. It's like, you're going to put this on a couple thousand people and find out that they're hitting the blue a lot during work. Like at what point during work are you hitting the yellow? During lunch?
No, probably just like, as the clock hits, like go home.
Like imagine this.
How are you getting any work done if you're pushing the button all day?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's making you happy. Cause you're like, dude, I'm not working. I'm
just pushing it should be like a foot pedal.
Yeah, I bet you could work in a foot pedal. But I mean, what I want to say is that I bet us three here right now could come up with the exact same data that they're going to come up with when they start using this widespread.
Faith in the chat said, if my boss thought for a second I was happy, there'd be hell to pay.
And by giving the wristband, would you be assuming that they must have some happy time during their work time? Or else why even give out the bracelet?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What if you're self-employed? What do?
I guess you just one data point.
Yeah.
All day long. Yeah.
You know what I've been doing? I've been binge watching Survivor Thailand. You think I'm happy right now?
Oh, you're mad.
Super happy.
Big mad.
Big mad. Is that number 38?
It's the 38th best season.
Thailand.
Might be too high.
The inventor who came up with this was inspired by their child who was going to school and wanted to know how they felt while they were at school.
Yeah.
My kids tell me they're very vocal about how they felt when they were at school. Like, I don't need a wristband to tell me how they were feeling. But I could see as a parent trying to get like additional information and insight into your kids, because sometimes their kids aren't really saying very much. But as far as a workplace goes, I mean, I think it's safe to assume, unless you work at like a trampoline factory. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not even happy.
Factory? Why would that be fun? Assembly line packing up another trampoline.
You're a tester. End of the assembly line trampoline tester.
And then
trampoline tester.
Yeah, no, this is a broken one.
Yeah, oh, here's a broken one. My leg hurts. What about a video game tester?
Yeah, I could see that being very, depending on the game, you know, like it could be frustrating playing first person shooters and getting like, you know, glitched all the time, because that's the only reason you die. You didn't die because you're bad at it. You only die because it glitched or they cheated. But yeah. I mean, there must be some job where someone's hitting the happy button all day long, right?
Right.
Pickleball, yeah. Tyson.
Yeah, but is that
when
a job?
No, that's tester. A passion.
Yeah, he's just like,
yeah, A plus. Oh, yeah.
And then it's, oh, it's caught fire. Blue, 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 blue.
Yeah. It should just be able to tell. I don't want to have to push the button.
Face. Oh, yeah. It just reads all of your vitals. And it's like, Rob is either horny or upset.
Yeah, like a mood ring.
Those are his only two.
No, those are the two that are too confusing to tell.
Yeah, which is
weird. Horny or upset. Yeah, yeah, we can't tell.
We don't know. So, all right. When's this going to start coming in?
I mean, it sounds like you're not interested. So does it even matter?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what if you push the yellow and blue buttons at the same time? Green, you get green.
That's the kind of communication you get all day anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the two button push.
Yeah.
So it's already around. I don't know when, you know, it's a business. So they're hoping someone will pick it up and run with it and implement it on a large scale in a big company. Mm-hmm. So it's there, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah.
By the way, this is just an introduction to something that I think will be widespread in the future.
Go on.
Microchips. I don't know if people will wear biofeedback things like at work. Oh, no, they will. The people will be wearing biofeedback. It'll be in the chair. It'll be somewhere, and it'll be monitoring people's attitude at work. I think that's pretty much a given.
Mm-hmm.
In the dystopian future, should we
their attitude? You know,
yeah,
like the book 1984, where all of a sudden they can even read like how you're feeling about everything.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of it, people voluntarily just gradually the watch, you know, like an Apple Watch will be able to do that. And the process is so slow, like boiling a frog, that it's like you'll just get to that point where you're giving your employee all your information about how horny you are, when you're horny, how sad you are, how depressed you are by your job.
Okay.
So you're at the office and then they're like over the loudspeaker to the entire.
Jim, can we get you to come in here? Like, why don't you take the rest of the afternoon off?
Warning, everyone. Yeah. Warning, everyone. Danny is currently at max arousal.
Sexual harassment in the workplace. It was like,
it totally would. Matt Lauer has two buttons under his desk.
Yeah. They prevent incidents in the workplace. Yeah,
that's cool.
Speaking of the Apple Watch, that I'm also seeing today that Apple is turning back the clock to bring back an old feature on next year's version of the iPhone. They are bringing the Touch ID back to the iPhone. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay?
Instead of just face unlock.
Yeah. Oh, that's so much better. I'm so tired of, even if you're not wearing a face mask, it's like, oh, it didn't recognize your face. And I punch in the code. Enough. Yeah,
I'm punching in my
thumb already. What else do you need?
I am yay 100%. I hate the face thing.
I think they need the option to have both.
I think they have both.
Because my last phone had the fingerprint scanner, and I loved that.
We all did.
And I didn't like the face one for a long time, but now I do like the face one, but because I learned to live with it and have changed probably my usage patterns around it a little bit. But when you wear a mask, it doesn't work. And then you're like, I got to type in that code again. So that's probably why they're bringing it back, is just because of the whole mask issue.
Ugh, yeah, dude. It's just Apple's lack of ingenuity issue. So they did the MagSafe plug.
Yeah.
They did the same iPhone 5 shape. It's like, dude, let's just go back. Retro's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't they use a USB-C charge port on their phone?
Yeah.
That's
cool. We're announcing we've gone back to having a headphone jack, and everyone will be like, oh, I got to get the new iPhone. They're bringing back all the old stuff that
they invented a hole where you put your headphones in. Yeah. It's crazy.
But we'll be backwards compatible because we've changed the hole to be slightly larger.
And yes, you must buy our $500.
By the way, we talked about their headphones that cost $1 million, and it turns out that they've got one major flaw, condensation inside of the headphone. They're aluminum instead of plastic. So I guess changes in temperature is making it so that the people are getting droplets inside that super overpriced headphone.
Gross.
Yeah. No one wants moisture droplets.
Yeah. Not good. All right. Danny, excellent bolt hole once again.
Yeah, you have to find these bolt holes around. Yeah,
I comb the internet so much. My wife I don't talk to my kids or wife. I'm like, gotta find a bolt hole. Gotta find a bolt hole. That's all I mutter over and over again all week. And then it's like, boom, I know when I have it.
You nailed it. Okay. Great job once again, Danny. Danny, where can people keep up with everything you're doing?
On YouTube, Mediocre Amateur. I keep telling myself I'm going to get back on Instagram, but it's so much work. I'll go all the way to like editing pictures and then never post them. Filming something for a story, never posting them. I actually filmed something for you guys of my 8-year-old opening can of beans.
Oh, wow.
2 weeks ago. It was kind of hilarious. I didn't even have to yell at him for 6 hours.
How long did you have to yell at him for?
I didn't yell at him all. It took him a while to figure out how it worked. And he kept saying, oh, I've got it. I've got it. And then to be able to turn the thing to open it, a little hard, but he got it open about 30 minutes.
All right. Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you're saying he's smarter than a 9-year-old. You didn't let him figure it out himself. You taught him.
I gave him one. Okay. So he kept trying to clamp it down, right? Mm-hmm. He understood that there was some kind of clamp necessary, but he could not figure out exactly how the clamp worked. So I did point out to him that circular thing is going to cut into the top of that can. And so I filmed it and then I was going to send it to you, but Tyson's not part of the, Apple cult. So it's like the group thing wouldn't have worked. And then I'm like, I don't even know how to send this to somebody. I was going to put it to you through Instagram.
The group thing will work.
I tried to send the video to just you and it would not work. It's like,
iPad. I have an iPad with.
Must not have been open or whatever. I don't have your Apple ID. So anyway,
I'm gonna text you from my iPad so that you can then not have any more excuses. Cause I'm sick of your excuses.
Please do. Yeah, I have lots of them. Anyway, I'll be on those
Steve
two things.
Jobs is keeping us apart on purpose for some reason. And it's no longer, we're not going to allow him to control what we can and cannot.
I thought we were best friends.
We are best friends.
We will be once again once I get all that.
Steve Jobs doesn't want us to be.
So, yeah, that's where I'll be, yelling at my kids to open cans of beans.
And then Tyson, how about you?
You can find me wherever there is social media. I'll be there.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah. Instagram mostly.
TikTok?
TikTok, yeah. I'm on TikTok, bro. TikTok? Verified. Verified TikTok user.
Whoa.
That was fast.
Well, I have over 1,000 followers. Damn is right, Rob.
You're verified with 1,000 followers? They're just handing out those verified to anyone. Rob, get in on that verified game.
Okay.
I messaged them and said I should be verified and I can vouch for myself. And then the next day there was a check right there. Dang. I'm on Facebook and I'm also verified on Facebook. You know, always look for the blue check because that's A, what makes me important, and B, means that that's the real me.
See, Rob is so polite. He always asks us what we're doing. Rob, what are you doing?
Oh, just podcasting here until I die.
Oh, in that room?
Yeah.
Just going to die in that room? Kids will come
probably
in?
Probably not in this room, but, you know, just the same old, same old. Robiswebsite.com.
But you love podcasting.
I do.
You haven't worked a day in your life since you started podcasting.
Yeah. We're having a lot of fun. But no more fun than we could possibly have again next Tuesday when we come back for another News AF.
They just keep getting better and better.
They keep getting better. All right. Take care, everybody.
What episode number is this?
274 by my count.
Yes, we're getting up there.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.